that's immense. You know, people are rightly so probably have a pop at my side and look at the character and see what we're about and maybe think it's a bubble burst. They're looking at Nantwich away and Warrington at home. I tell you now, I've got such a good group in there. And I said to him before we went out, we had a group hug, and I said, all I ever want you to do is leave everything out on the pitch. And if you do that for me, you do that for the fans, you do it for the club, then, you know, we'll accept defeat. They've left absolutely everything on that pitch tonight and come away with a 1-0 win, deservedly. I thought it was immense. You know, we talk about the mental capacity and the character, the way we play, the way we move the ball, you know, the distance covered tonight was absolutely exceptional. And I can't be more proud of them tonight after such a disappointing day on Saturday.
And in a game where two teams going toe-to-toe, great quality from both sets of players, working really hard under some provocation in the first half. Certainly the Tundee with the number five work that basically both wanting to get the better of each other, a little bit of kidology maybe from one and then from the other. But again, it was just one of those games where there was individual battles, and you changed it before the start of the game. You went to that formation that you were successful against Warrington, and we looked composed from the very beginning, didn't we?
When you come to places like this, and Nantwich are a good side, when Warrington, you know, we went to Warrington, we have to be a bit more defensively minded. We think we work on that defensive triangle, you know, when Curtis Jones can go back in there and you've got two centre-halves in behind him, it just steadies us the ship. But what I say is to the lads is, don't focus on the nine and don't focus on the six. Play like two banks of four and let Curtis do what he does and let Tundee do what he does. And I thought they did it superbly well tonight. And, you know, it's things that we work on. You know, that you just don't roll that out. You know, sometimes we've got to go places. We have got that formation in us. And like we said, we showed it at Warrington and we showed it again tonight.
And that winning of the second ball, time after time, Potts, Curtis Jones, Griffiths, they're just the hunger. And Nantwich are, as you say, a really good side, but they just weren't allowed as much space as they probably would like.
We suffocated them in every area. You know, like you said, you know, I don't want to name individuals because I think they were all at it tonight. They were absolutely all at it. Yeah, obviously led by my captain, you know, again. But you go right throughout the side. I thought that's probably Aaron Morris's best performance of the season. I thought he was a monster. You know, we've lost Linney to injury. We were able to rest Eldson tonight because he had tired legs. But listen, they're incredible. You know, game in, game out, week in, week out. They just continue to smash all expectations. And you know, what are we, four off the top now? I think Lancaster might have got beat, so
third. The downside is like Whitby have won, and Whitby suddenly gone to seventh and got lots of games in hand.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Whitby, but let's they've got to win those games in hand first and foremost. I think the one thing that you're going to be more proud about tonight is the fact that, and supporters have said it and people will say it, as you say, that performance on Saturday was not up to the measure of FC United, not the way you want the team to perform. But to come back so shortly afterwards and put in a performance like that, that's what you've got to be proud of most, isn't it? It's the commitment, the work rate. And let's not forget, this is a game where half the players, and I've said this, half the players have driven three quarters of the way here and then got a coach because basically they'd have to travel. So it's tight. You can be tired doing that, you know, with not an opportunity really to stretch your legs out. They've come here tonight and they've done that.
They've done brilliant. Listen, Bamber Bridge caught us on the hop on Saturday. A lot of external factors raised their game. You know, me going back, Potts, Regan, Doddy. You know, the manager spent 15 minutes talking about me before the team talk. Of course, they were up for it. And my lads have got nothing to impress about Bamber Bridge. So they just caught them cold. And that was a one-off. You know, maybe the Scarborough game and the Bamber Bridge game are games that you look back on and we didn't perform. But listen, that performance has not come on the back of Bamber Bridge defeat. That performance is these lads trusting each other since the end of June, since they come together. So I talk a lot about the psychological side and the mental side. Well, they just wanted to show that Saturday was a blip and they were going to show everyone that they wanted to put it right.
Was it good to have the opportunity to get Keir a good 60, 70 minutes?
Yeah.
And then playing against a top wide centre forward, it was full
of
trickery.
Of
loads and loads of pace, but he did really, really well.
He did great.
Going to be impressed with that. And then the beauty is you can go, Aaron, just go back into your usual position.
Yeah.
You can bring in on a player and then away you go.
And it is, and you know, listen, Ben Kerr's been really patient. He's worked well in training. We've done a lot of work with him. He's come out of academy football. Tonight he stepped into men's football and he did really well. And we only took him off because he was tired. That's his first 65 since, I think, the cup game against Sheffield. He was brilliant. You know, his attitude has been absolutely spot on. You know, he's never knocked on my door. He's never moaned. He's, you know, there's been many times that he's been sub not used and he's just turned up at training and done it again. And, you know, I phoned him Saturday night and I told him he was playing so he could get his head around it. But, you know, people just needed rest and we haven't got the biggest of squads. So, when we can do it, we've done it, and unfortunately we've done it tonight. We've come away with the 3 points.
You made another substitution with Homerson Smith. We sort of like looked at you with the way you were reading your lips, and I think what we thought you said was That's what we want from you. That's exactly what you're capable of. And we thought he was absolutely superb. Again, new to the club, getting used to the way you play. But that was a performance that you wanted out of him.
I dragged him off tonight in the Manchester Cup game after 45 minutes. I said, don't ever put a performance in like that. I said, I don't care if you come from Southport, you come from Manchester United, you're playing for FC United now. And what you do is you always leave everything on the pitch, like I said to you. And you strutting around the pitch isn't going to do anything for me. And I've talked to him and talked to him. And tonight I did say that because I thought he was exceptional. His work rate was great. His tracking back, his tackling, everything was good. And, you know, that's why Southport signed him, because he can do that. But he's got to get that into his locker. Not because I've challenged him, because he's got that intrinsic motivation to do it. And if he does that, then he'll be a big hit down here with the fans.
We talk about Tunde Olabi as a goal scorer. He's having a lean patch, but let's talk about his work rate tonight and pressurising the defenders, making them hurry, not giving them time.
I said at half-time to Tunde, that's his best 45 minutes in a long, long time for me. You know, take away his goals. I thought his movement was great, that he got into a good battle with Langley. He's bending his runs, he's strong, but he just covered so much ground across the 18-yard box. He was such a willing runner. And, you know, and I don't blame him. You know, with about 5 minutes to go, he chases the ball down, he's tried to lob the keeper. You know, in hindsight, he keeps it in the corner. But when you put that much work in, I think he's just in, you know, the lights. And, you know, I'm not going to have a go at him. He's exceptional for us. So as people who lead the line as a one on your own, it's really hard work. And he's done great.
And he's a really marked man, obviously, with his goals. Defenders will target him, you know, not necessarily in a to foul him, but be tight to him. And he's dealing with that now, he's handling it.
He's getting a reputation. I don't think it's a, you know, I thought the three fouls that went against him with Langley tonight, I think it was just hustle and bustle a bit. Yeah. And then he's got booked with a handball, which I don't think it is. And then down the other end, our player gets absolutely smashed by Fuller, and it's still a yellow. So I don't know, it's frustrating. Frustrating for Tunde, but listen, if he gets 10, he's going to be out for a couple of games. And we're just
is he
gonna
nine now?
That.
Is he nine? Nine, yeah.
Is your heart in your mouth on 90 minutes when Sean Cook gets that free kick?
Yeah, I couldn't watch. I just looked away and I said, he'd be a manager. You know, it was just kind of like the listen, this is the best result in football. 1-0 away from home, it's the best. It's an incredible feeling. And I don't think we deserve to concede at the end. So, you know, when that final whistle went, we fully deserved it. And great way to bounce back. Fans are incredible again. And, you know, everyone should be really proud of themselves tonight.
And just on the knee,
it's an ongoing ankle injury with him. You know, it's...
Because he nearly came off the knee in the third, yeah, about 42 minutes in. Got a nice run, nearly got a shot away. I thought, I'm okay!
Yeah, I know, yeah, Lazarus, yeah. But it's a weak ankle he's got, and we might have to leave him for a couple of weeks. I don't know. I've got Finn Sinclair Smith back Saturday. I've got Donoghue back Saturday. So options, you know, we're filling out a little bit. Kyle Hawley may be back. So, you know, if Linney's got to come out, he comes out. But we've got a big game against Warrington now.
A huge game, of course, yeah.